Ladies and gentlemen, The Empty Pockets.
I hear your voice in the distance, faint but true. I hear your voice, unmistakably it's you. I hear your voice, trapped and alone, but we'll take you home. Sang every day, all her life. Loved the sound of her voice bouncing off the mountain range down into the valleys. So she stayed every day, far too late, until the darkness closed and forced him into searching for her by the sound she made. I hear your voice in the distance, faint but true. I hear your voice, unmistakably it's you.
Yes, it's you.
I hear your voice, so pure and free. Are you singing to me? To spread from his heart to his head until all hope is lost, the music gone, he is barely breathing. Why must she stay through the day? He thought, then listened close with all his might for any song she sang. I hear your voice in the distance, faint but true. I hear your voice, unmistakably it's you.
Yes, it's you.
I hear your voice, trapped and alone, and we'll take you home. Distance, faint but true. I hear your voice, unmistakably it's you. I hear your voice, so pure and free. Are you singing to me?
You are listening to The Empty Pockets live from the White Pine here in downtown Rhinelander. Welcome to the White Pine Room.
Thanks, Jared.
Downtown. Glad to be here.
It's been a year in the works.
Yes, yes. A long time in the works. We love the Northwoods.
Ugh, yeah. I just want to be here forever.
We got the full band in because we're playing live tonight.
Manny's Parkside and yeah. Manitouish Waters.
Yeah, I know they're excited to have you, and we're excited that you could come in. I know last year we got to talk on the phone for a little bit with some scheduling, but so happy to have the full band here today, and you guys are sounding great. Thank you for coming into the White Pine Room.
It's really good being north, too. We left Chicago, and it was very smoky.
It's true.
And the air here is beautiful and
clear. The skies are blue.
Haven't seen the blue skies for a couple of days. I feel like I'm in the movie The Matrix, but now we're out of it, and... It's glorious to be here. We brought you, Jared, our new vinyl record. It's Purple, and we're going to do a song off that album. Kind of answers the question that we get sometimes, which is like, why are you guys doing this? And this is our answer. It comes from an ancient Chinese proverb, eh?
Hey.
A bird does not sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song.
Turns out birds really do have a song. A bird does not sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. You started out in New York City to end the run in Tennessee. When the van broke down in Carolina, the finish was no guarantee. So we played all night and slept all day. Don't ask us why. Come hear us play. A bird does not sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. I can't help herself, she was born to be a dancer. Takes one step and everybody's grooving along. It don't take long to empty out our pockets right before we hit the stage. And she's there dancing in her corner, working out frustration and rage. So we drove all night. We'll just sleep all day. Please don't ask us why. Just come hear us play. A bird does not sing because it has an answer. Because it has a song. I can't help herself, she was born to be a dancer. Takes one step and everybody's grooving along.
Thank you.
Now, Erica, tell me, so Outside Spectrum came out in 2022, right?
Correct.
When did you start writing for Outside Spectrum?
Well, the pandemic was particularly prolific for us. So Josh was sitting at home just cranking out material. It was wild. And I was sitting there in the house thinking to myself, I am in despair and you are a creative powerhouse.
Yeah, we were both in, everyone was in despair.
That's true.
I think we just handle it a little differently.
Yeah,
you know, I think I've learned, maybe partly inspired by Erica and the rest of the band, like, because we're such a team, we got Nate here on the bass and Adam's on the drums, I'm Josh, and this is my wife, Erica. There's like a trust that's developed, and now I feel like I can write without the editor voice, you know, that editor voice that's like, is this good? This is bad, right? I turned that off completely, and then our, you know, sort of our fifth bandmate, Daniel, is here as well, who produces our albums, and so collectively, they become the editor voice, and so, like, we get to write very much together. In fact, we literally share all songwriting for every single song, because you never know how the process is going to go.
Well, you never know what's going to make a song stand out and sound like itself. So is it the harmony? Is it the guitar line?
Right.
Is it the bass line?
The drum
line,
the production, new lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, and what's funny is that I've had to learn to just not be precious about it. Like, if I ask somebody, what do you think of this song? I don't like it has to be an okay option for them to say. And there is definitely a time period, I think I've gotten better at this, where I'm like, do you not see my genius? You know, like, and then
and I'm like, not this time, babe.
Erica's
not
like,
this time.
You asked me if I liked it. I don't like it. And then inevitably, if that's the case, you know, the next day I'll hear it and I'll be like, oh, I see what you're saying there. But while I'm writing, especially the beginning of a song, I can throw all that away. And it is a little confusing turning that editor voice off, because it's off, it's good because I can write whatever, but I genuinely don't know. But I'm shocked.
The cool thing about being the editor, though, is that for me, is that I'm sitting at home and I'm listening to you come up with the ideas from nothing. And then sometimes, a lot of time, those ideas are really, really exciting to me as a musician. And I start to cultivate ideas while you're putting them together. And that's sort of how the song grows and becomes special.
You know, and that's how our process is really starting to work, whereas nobody needs to even say anything negative to anyone. It's just like, nobody's saying, oh, Nate, I don't like that bass line, but maybe everyone will get really excited about one bass line. Sure, Adam might say he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, he says that
one
all
time,
the time
Nate tried to change a bass line, and we were like, go back. What are you doing, man?
Are you trying
to
ruin the song?
What were you doing before? Because whatever you just did, not it. That last time, the time before, that's what we want.
During the pandemic, you know, we weren't touring, and so we were able to totally finish our studio and put a window in, which means, like, I'm playing the guitar, the band, just like this window in this room, the band's playing live. That's how we do all our music almost. We do very few overdubs. And so, like, I get to look at Daniel, sometimes we call him Jux, and if he doesn't have to say I don't like this song, he could just look bored, you know. And then if he looks excited,
Jux isn't looking good. This takes
like,
I don't know. I'm gonna have to.
We're actually judging our entire career based on facial expressions at this point.
Yeah, that's most of our system. So this is a brand new one actually. We named our album after it, and I think everybody was excited about the style of this song. See if you think it's reminiscent of the 90s. I sometimes go back and forth on whether it is. I'm born in 85, so I'm a big 90s music fan, so it's possible that's in there. This is called Gotta Find the Moon, and it's the title track from our new album that comes out in September. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait. I'm sorry. I just want to have my guitar in. My bad.
Yeah, we need that.
Radio audience, future radio audience.
I'm so sorry.
My bad. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Stay back. I'm out of control. See, I'm like an animal. It's late night. I need to let go of it soon. I gotta find the moon. Gotta find the moon.
Soul chasing my mind.
You know where the other one is.
I'm left with the right.
Tell me who left the other one.
Do I have to lose?
Oh, we could take the other one back.
Too frozen to choose.
We'll have to wait another day. Finding hidden trails
and spreading wide the sails.
And I saw there at the end,
beautiful. Pretend you changed your mind. Sorry was easy then. Sorry was easy then.
Again and again and again.
Yeah, sorry was easy then.
He told his thoughts to Helen.
She couldn't even get in a word.
His luck was out, he's selling.
As he left there, he flipped her the bird.
And this time ticks down daily.
She doesn't have a reason to care.
It's getting worse lately.
But he thinks he's going somewhere.
We're finding hidden trails and spreading wide the sails. She saw there at the end, beautiful, and pretend
and sorry was easy then. Sorry was easy then. Sorry was easy then. Again and again and again. Yeah, sorry was easy then.
Can definitely hear the Marcy's Playground sound in there. You know?
That's my first gig ever. It was in seventh grade for Jason Rhineglass's bar mitzvah, and we played three songs, and one of those songs was Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground. So that's a very good pull right
there. You heard the 90s. You heard it.
I've lived it.
Me too, man.
You are listening to The Empty Pockets live from the White Pine Room. Thank you guys so much. Your harmonies are so tight.
Thanks.
And man, appreciate that. We've been singing together a long time
that's
now.
That's how we fell in love, Josh and I, singing music together.
And that's how Nate and I fell in love, singing music together.
That's true.
And that's how I fell in love with Nate, too.
And Nate.
Singing music together.
Nate, you and Adam do make a very, very tight pocket.
Oh, so, thank you very much.
I don't know what other compliments I can give you.
He's such
that.
A super easy drummer to play with because he's so very specific and on point, but also knows exactly what's going on. So anytime anybody skips anything up, he's like, yeah, I'm right there. Don't worry about it. We're all going to come back on the one. Don't worry about it, baby. Here we come.
We didn't give Adam a microphone so he wouldn't upstage any of us with his blistering with commentary. His but you should check out our social media for Adam's often blistering commentary.
You can catch them tonight, too, in Manitowish Waters at Manny's Parkside and in Madison tomorrow, correct?
Yeah.
Fact, by miles, I believe this is our busiest year ever. I think we might do 40,000 miles. I was trying to add it up.
The poor van.
The whole band is like, why did we book this? We're very busy. The poor van, and so we'll sing a song that does two things. It emphasizes the group's three-part harmony. And talks about our predilection for incessantly moving.
The road, baby,
about,
the road.
It is called Travelin' Song.
Traveling far too long to find a place
I belong.
Place where I belong.
That's where we'll now travel on, yeah.
I once knew a girl and she,
yeah, she was my whole world. Couldn't be.
It just could not be.
That's where we'll now travel free.
So free, I'd like to believe in a place there for me,
baby. All I want and all I know,
all I want to know.
I'm tired of faking these dreams. Now I'm taking
on my road. I go. I've been traveling far too long to find a place
I belong.
I will travel.
That's where we'll now travel on, yeah.
Ooh. Come on, boys.
Thank you. for me.
Baby, all I want and all I know.
All I want and know.
I'm tired of faking these dreams now I'm taking.
On my road I go. Traveling far too long to find the place
I belong.
I will travel on.
That's where I will now travel on.
Guys are nice.
It's a beautiful pine room we're in here at WXPR in Rhinelander. I'm enjoying it.
I'm also enjoying it.
If you want to see where else you can see The Empty Pockets, go to theemptypockets.com. You can see their tour schedule, download their music, see what they're up to, read about them, because the more you find out, the more you realize you don't know. And yeah, just great music. We are so grateful to have you guys in the studio today.
Oh, you're so
very
great,
kind of you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we're so lucky to be hanging out with public radio folk.
Indeed.
That's the best.
It's a great life meeting musicians. In fact, we saw Jared last night crushing it at Manny's Park.
Crushing it.
So it's great to be with a good musician. And yeah, that's your life too, huh? You're here. You're playing gigs.
Yeah, that's how I got this gig.
Good gig.
I hear it.
Music is magic like that.
I know. Get to talk with folks like you, and you guys are just pumping out music, and it's good, and it's never the same.
That's no, it's not the same, and we sometimes I kick myself, but other times I'm shaking my own hand.
Doctor.
That we don't, I don't know if it's that we can't bear to bring ourselves to it, that we don't care about musical trends in any way. I don't know if you noticed there's not heavy reverb, any hand claps or ho, hey,
yes,
on our album, which is extremely popular in singer-songwriter music right now.
Especially right now.
Sometimes I listen to it and I think like, yeah, this just sounds like music that we recorded as best we could with no veneer on top of it.
Yeah, we're into that.
So we got an instrumental for you. I think it's the first instrumental we ever released. It actually features on the album and on the vinyl here. It features an amazing guitarist that's not here with us today, of course, but his name is Lawrence Juber, and he was in a band called Wings.
With a guy who you may have heard of named Paul McCartney?
Never heard of that guy. Who's that guy?
They've heard of that guy. You know, it's funny. Do you remember when Paul McCartney guested with Kanye West and all the people on Twitter were like, good for Kanye for lifting up whoever this
other
Paul
artists.
McCartney is.
Yeah.
That old guy.
He's going to have a career now.
He can really sing.
He's going to do something.
Wow.
So we took Paul's guitarist. He had already stopped being in Wings. Grammy-winning Lawrence Juber is on the record. You know, it's funny, Jared, about an instrumental is with a song with lyrics, the name kind of comes from the lyrics usually. With an instrumental.
The world is your oyster.
So I just sort of said out loud, Mrs. Sacramento. And that's just stuck. We called this song Mrs. Sacramento, and it's an instrumental off our album called Outside Spectrum. Take a break, Erica. We don't have our keyboard here with us, but the boys are going to do this tune. Mrs. Sacramento for you, Jared.
Thank you.
I'm going to sound selfish for a second here. When you sent me Outside Spectrum last year, it just lived in my speakers for a very long time. So it's so nice to hear some of these played live.
Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, man. And that's our first, you know, it's funny. We joke and not joke. So this is both a joke and not a joke. We think, is it? Say more. Does it say more about us, or does it say more about the music industry and the state thereof that was our first Billboard number one? When that album came out, it was number one in August of 2022, so just last year, on the Billboard blues charts. And it's funny, man, we beat Bonnie Raitt, Eric Clapton, you
Tedeschi
know,
Trucks
Tedeschi
Band.
Trucks Band, Mavis Staples. Nobody called me. Zero calls. You know, Bonnie, she wins that Grammy for that same album. No calls.
Also, like, I want to get on a blues fest.
We were number one. We should have been, you know, we should have reached out to Eric, probably.
That's true. That's true.
So that's kind of, I feel bad now. It's kind of our, bad.
Are we above the blues scene?
Yeah,
maybe.
I guess we, they think it, I guess. Oh, they think we're above them. We, you know, part of what happened in the creation of Outside Spectrum is our obsession with an album that is not new. I knew the song Layla, and I knew the sort of stories of Eric Clapton and George Harrison, and we dove way into the album, the Derek and the Dominoes album.
Layla and Other Assorted Love Stories.
Exactly, and it's a very short-lived band with fascinating stories, including the whole Eric Clapton and George Harrison chasing
Delaney
after the same woman.
And Bonnie.
Jim Gordon, one of the best drummers of all time, that loses his mind and kills his mother and ends up in jail. Like, what? If you don't know this album, go listen to it.
And there's a lot to delve into personally and musically.
And we were very inspired by it. I think it was what pushed us in an even more bluesy direction. And so we couldn't help ourselves. This is a cover that Derek and the Dominoes put on that album, and we were like, we have to do it. And it's called Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. And another thing I like about it is our name sneaks into the song. We are the Empty Pockets. And so
always nice when that happens.
It's always nice. So it makes sense for a blues song for our name to sneak on in. So this is Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out by Jimmy Cox, but made famous by Clapton. Took all my friends out for a mighty good time. Yeah, Nate, I got you that bootleg liquor, baby. Champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so low. Lost all my good friends, had nowhere to go. If I get my hands on a dollar again, oh, you can bet I'll live like that old eagle grins. Because nobody knows you when you're down and out. We've got empty pockets, y'all. That's us. Not one penny. Oh, as for friends, Jared, man, we ain't got many. When you get back on your feet again, oh, everybody wants to be your long lost friend. I said it's strange, yeah, without any doubt. Nobody knows you, baby, when you're down and out. Ooh.
got them empty pockets, y'all. Not one penny. Oh, ask for friends, well, you know we ain't got many. When you get back on your feet again, oh, everybody wants to be your long lost friend. You know I said it's strange, yeah, without any doubt. Nobody knows you.
Nobody knows you.
Nobody knows
you.
Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you.
Baby, when you're down and out.
So, question for the vocalists. Sorry, Adam. When did you know you could sing?
Erica's got the best version of this story.
It was seventh grade.
Picture it.
My neighbor, TJ, was having a karaoke birthday party. Actually, I think it was more like fifth grade now that I think about it. She was having a karaoke birthday, and the best singer in my class, Emily, asked me if I wanted to sing The Wind Beneath My Wings, which is
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Like, super ambitious song to choose. And she got picked up before they called our song, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just sing it. And so I went up, and I sang it, and everybody freaked out, which I wasn't expecting. And the guy pulled me aside, who was hosting the karaoke night, and said, well, who are you studying with? Where did you learn to sing like that? And I shrugged, and I was like, I don't really know. And that was how I knew that there was something there.
Nate, do you have an equivalent to this story? I don't know if I've ever heard it before.
Yeah, so I actually do. It was years and years and years ago when I was dreaming of being a professional musician. I decided, hey, the place to start is be a street musician out on the streets. You're gonna at least make a little bit of money, and you're going to get to, if nothing else, play for 8 hours straight. And so
Nate and I have done that together before as children.
Indeed, it was on this same, it wasn't the same day that you and I busked together, but it was the day before, or maybe the 2 days before, I had just started doing it, and I wasn't getting many people walking past and dropping money in the hat, and I found, like, there was something in me that was like, well, to heck with it. I mean, we might as well just go for it if nobody's listening, right? And I started finding whatever it is that is the way that I sing, and people started turning around and noticing me and walking across the area in order to, like, drop money in my hat, and I was like, ooh, this is working. All right, let's figure out how to do this, baby.
We need to hear just a little. We don't have to do the whole song, but let's just hear a little. Let's just hear a little Nate here.
Come on, baby, don't you want to go?
Sing it, Nate. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Baby, don't you want to
baby,
go?
Baby, don't you want to go?
Oh, I'm back in that day, pretty little today.
Oh, sweet home Chicago.
Heidi, hey.
Heidi, hey.
Baby, don't you want
baby,
to go?
Baby, don't you want to go?
Come on.
Come on.
Baby, don't you want to
baby,
go?
Baby, don't you want to go?
No, no. I'm back in that same pretty little today. My sweet home, Chicago.
That's my buddy Nate playing that bass, singing that song.
Oh, thank you. Very kind.
And then they noticed you. Nice.
And then they started putting money in my hat, and I was like, yeah, all right, let's do this now.
We really are the empty pockets. Everything revolves around what people will not give us.
Jared, you know, it's funny. In that same story that Nate tells, he's a couple years older than me, so I must be like 11 or 12 years old, and you're 15 years old, something like that. And I remember, like, really wanting Nate to, like,
pay attention to me, you know, like he asked me to come busk with him, and I was pretty surprised. We knew each other through my cousin, and we played music together, and it's just him and I. And I didn't know if Nate was going to be impressed or not. I was pretty young, and you played like harmonica and guitar. We both like played hours and hours and hours. And I look down at my guitar, and it's just red, covered in blood. And I had scraped my fingers. You know how you do like playing? Right. And I had never probably played for 3 hours, and my hand was just bleeding all over my guitar. And
that's so metal.
I was like, it's cool, man. It's cool. We'll just keep going. We keep going for 45 minutes. We stop because we have like all, it's Taste of Chicago. So like we didn't get that many tips. We have all the ribs you can eat. You know, people are throwing their
as many food tickets as you want.
Yeah. And Nate, I could sing. He was like, that's cool. I could play guitar. That's cool. But the bleeding on the guitar, Nate was like, I'm in, bro.
That's how you know. This guy's got dedication. He's not just going to stop and be like, oh, my knuckles. No, he's going to be like, no. We're going to finish this set. Then we'll tend to it. I was like, this is the guy you hitch your wagon to.
That day is why we have this band.
I think that's true. I feel like that's really true.
And that way, Empty Pockets is very appropriate because we're literally busking on the street. Nate had spent his $50.
To get my permit, yeah. It was $50, and I was like, man, I don't know about this. We'll see.
Desperate for that hat to fill up. Just desperate.
But yeah, you gotta be strong. You gotta be strong, man.
That's excellent. You guys are listening to The Empty Pockets live from the White Pine here at the WXPR studios in Rhinelander. Guys, we have time for one more song. If you are gracious enough to do that for us, just want to say thanks again for coming in. So happy we could make it work this year.
It's a pleasure, man. The Northwoods is so gorgeous. It's good to be here. And thank you for having us.
I love you, Wisconsin.
Outside Spectrum is out now. You can get that from any streaming service.
Sure
you can download it and buy it from their website, theemptypockets.com. Or you can stay tuned for the new album coming out in September.
Heck yeah. And so this, we're going to play a single from the new album. It's out streaming everywhere now. It's about those times where you're like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to make it through together? And you look at each other and you're like, we got this.
Together, we can make anything happen.
It's called Make It Through.
The green signs are gonna lead us like a greyhound bus to the station. We missed a clue and now we're lost here, and we're nowhere near our destination. I'll be alright with you, maybe tonight we'll do something so right that will make it. Change course cause we're not too proud.
No,
we laugh out loud at our mistake. The night swallows up our headlights. Sudden red lights, you slam the brake. I'll be alright with you. Maybe tonight we'll do something so right that will make it through. We'll find our way. Well, I know before break of day, you'll glow from a spectrum of gray. All the colors flow. From a spectrum of gray, all the colors flow.
Yeah.
I'll be alright with you. Maybe tonight we'll do something so right that will make it through.
Yeah.
I'll be alright.
I'll be alright.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
These are the Empty Pockets. Josh, Erica, Nate, and Adam, and Dan in the background here. You didn't hear them tonight, but you can catch them in Manitowish Waters, Wisconsin this evening at Manny's Parkside, in Madison tomorrow, and always online at theemptypockets.com. Thank you so much for coming into the White Pine today.
Thanks
for everything.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Northwoods.